So then when you start talking about making something larger from those themes, and we came upon the idea of it being a piece for the Cascade Quartet, because I had worked with them before and they're such a great ensemble living close by, that opened up the world of possibilities of translating harmonica riffs into all for strings and all the small motives on violin to spread them across also viola and cello. And then to take all that material and make, I think each movement is between 3 and 5 minutes. So to take each of those small motives and really explore the, what I like to call expressive potential of the development of those materials, that was a great challenge. And again, it was in a particularly challenging time of my life. So it was, I still think that might be my best piece, because I was so unconscious when I was writing it, and it initiated and exerted and transformed itself, and I was just there as a conduit to collect and document what I was hearing. And to be in Butte while I was composing that piece was also perfect and so inspirational. And to be surrounded by such wonderful community of Butch and Gretchen and you and Daniel and Suzanne, and also the time of year. And it was just, and to be in that cocoon of nurturing and caring, and to be every day documenting this piece was just, again, an incredible creative experience for me. And then for the Cascade to do such an incredible job of premiering it in the beautiful space that you had over so many years made functional again and beautiful aesthetically and acoustically beautiful again, and to have them play so expressively what I'd created in Butte in the Carpenters Union Hall was the perfect culmination of that project.